You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time now for our weekly check-in with Detroit News Business columnist Daniel Howes, looking at a new development or two in the march for Michigan to lead the mobility movement. And let's start with signs Silicon Valley has gotten a reality check in terms of just what it takes to get a vehicle to market on schedule. Daniel, let's start with Apple. What are we hearing?
Well, they're scaling back their auto program, which I think surprises a lot of people because, don't you know, Apple was going to take over the world of automotive just like they did of telephones and mobile phones and iPads and iPods and you name it. And I think they're recognizing that this isn't as easy. Number one, it's not as easy as it may have looked. And number two, that it has huge capital demands and comparatively low returns, particularly if you're going to get in the business of building cars. Now, I don't think they necessarily were going to do that, but they were kind of headed. It looked like they may have been headed in that direction for a while.
I rather like the way you called the term in your column today, the masters of the universe. So they got kind of a shoulder check, right? Check them into the boards a little bit.
Yeah. I think they did.
And then Tesla had some news.
Yeah, they said that their Model 3 compact electric car that'll be after federal incentive tax incentives will be about a $30,000 vehicle. Probably won't be in customers' hands until the middle of 2018. Now, this is a company that took over 400,000 deposits of $1,000 each from people who wanted one of those cars. Now, think about that. You've given Tesla $1,000 for what, 2+ years in the hopes that you're going to be getting that product. And yet General Motors is building its own electric car. Actually, they're making it right here up in Southeast Michigan in Lake Orion Assembly. That's going to be hitting showrooms by the end of the year.
And as you note in your column, getting an electric car to consumers to sell for less than $30,000 and go more than 200 miles on a single charge would be such a huge step forward in the mobility movement. Mm-hmm. Is GM that close to doing it?
Oh, yeah. In fact, the rating, if I remember my numbers right, the rating on the Chevy Bolt is, I think, 238 miles on a charge. Mm. Tesla Model 3 is about 215. So they're both over 200. And 200 is kind of that bogey that everybody wanted to get over. The Nissan Leaf, which has been around for a while, I think at its best is a little over 100 miles on a charge. This is a quantum move. And I think the point is that here's General Motors. That is going to be first and has got a distribution network in all 50 states through its Chevy dealerships. Tesla has dealers in only about 23, 24, 25 states, and they certainly don't have as many dealerships. Franchise laws don't help them because they want to sell directly to consumers, and a lot of state franchise laws bar that.
And when will we be seeing Bolt be able to get into garages and driveways?
Select dealerships will be getting them by the end of this year, and I think you'll start to see more of them in that next year. And we'll see what the take rate is. It's a very interesting vehicle. I have not driven it. My colleagues have driven it, and they find it very impressive.
And then one more win for Detroit, if we will. Tell us about Lear Corporation's decision to set up shop in the city of Detroit.
Well, Lear is at an $18.5 billion global supplier, headed by a guy named Matt Simoncini, who's a Detroit native. And he decided that he wanted to create what he's calling an innovation center on Capitol Park in downtown Detroit, which is one of my favorite little pockets of downtown. It's right behind the Book Cadillac. It's really got some real character to it. They bought one of the buildings. Actually, they're the only person to buy a building from Dan Gilbert, and it's the only building he has sold that he's acquired. Matt went to Dan and said, listen, I'd like to do this, and I want this building. And Dan was ready to lease it to him. He said, no, I don't want to lease it. I want to own it. And he agreed to sell it to him. Hmm. And so he did sell it, and they spent about $10 million doing a renovation, and they had a grand opening this week. We normally wouldn't pay much attention to grand openings, but what I thought was very significant about this is a techie kind of investment in downtown Detroit that's not part of the Gilbert Empire. This is a major supplier that operates all over the world, has all of the automakers as customers, that is saying, we want to be part of this, and in fact, we're going to be starting something here. You know, I think you could get into a situation, a lot of people are looking at urban environments because young people want to work there. They don't want to work in anodyne, suburban kind of office parks. And this is a way to attract talent. It's a very popular thing inside Lear, which is based in Southfield. Got a very cool headquarters on Telegraph Road, just between 8 and 9 Mile, I believe. Mm. So I think it's really encouraging. There was a lot of people there. The mayor was there. And in fact, one of the pieces of nuggets of news that the mayor threw out there was that Lear is actually looking to bring manufacturing jobs back from Mexico to Detroit. And we talked with Matt a little bit about that afterwards, about what they're trying to do. And as you might expect, there's a lot of the usual considerations about geostrategic risk and what's the labor rate and how what products would they bring back. And, you know, they can't be too labor intensive because that won't be cost effective. So they're looking at that. But that's a very interesting thing, is trying to repatriate in manufacturing, not to the U.S., but to downtown or to the city of Detroit.
And as you note in your column this week, that Lear is going to be collaborating with Wayne State School of Engineering. Mm-hmm. Here we go, apps for connected cars and autonomous vehicles.
Right, and with the College for Creative Studies
on
design. So I think what they're trying, it's a very interesting approach that Matt's, and he's got a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of good ideas, and I think he's going to be somebody to watch, and the company's going to be something to watch as Capital Park starts to fill out and what other kind of businesses are there. And I think it's a really good news story for Detroit and for this hope of it becoming a tech hub in the Midwest.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. We'll take something that says good news and wins for the home team.
Amen.
Thanks, Daniel.